Well, that's me wired up, so we're ready to go. How's all keeping? Good to see us tonight. As he was saying, I was preaching all along, and us up in the mountains. Sometimes it's a slow journey. If anybody lives up around that area, there's a lot of slow drivers on the road. I'm not advocating you drive quickly, but I certainly don't like anybody heading in front of me. And you get that up round the on the long direction. So good to see you all tonight. I pray the Lord to bless us. There'll be no sleepers in the meeting tonight because I've got an apple here. Alright? That's how you see you. So if you hit an apple tonight, alright, you know what's going wrong. You're sleeping. But I trust that and that'll be so. I want to turn God's word tonight to 1 Samuel and chapter 19. 1 Samuel chapter 19, and as you turn into that, I want you to say, to remember my mission. I'm doing a mission in a place called Park na Nor, Park na Nor Manor House. Does anybody know what that is? One man's knows what it is. There you are, good lad. Well, that's outside Dungannon, and it's not far from, what do you call it, there's a wee town there beside it as well, Castle Crossfield. And so I'm doing a mission, I'm doing outreach there at the moment. A mission starts at the end of the month, and not be the last Sunday, but the Monday, because we can't get it on a particular Sunday. But do remember that mission. If you live around the area, come along and support us in the preaching of the gospel, and bring others in. One of the great things about gospel campaigns is there's a work that we all can do. And one of the things is bringing on saved to the meetings. I know when I first got converted, it's hard to believe I was once young like yourself, but I got converted. And I asked my family to come, my old mates I used to drink in the pubs with, and I asked them to come. You know something? The Lord saved. There were some of them people saved. My old mates were saved. Family members came to Jesus Christ. And so this is a really a personal work that only you can do. So wherever your mission is, it's Rollinstown, I heard it mentioned there tonight, and other places, let's work together. Invite your people, your friends, the school, university, family members, ask them in to hear the word of God. So we all labour together. Do pray for that mission, and if you're around that place, then come along some night and to see us. Now I want to just read a couple of verses of God's word. 1 Samuel and chapter 19, and I'm going to read from verse 1. And Saul spake to Jonathan his son and to all the servants that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in the secret place, and hide thyself. Take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide thyself. So what we have here is friendly advice for David from his friend. And I want to look at that tonight. And I pray God a blessing to all of our hearts. And that's just a wee word of prayer. Father in heaven, we pray that I would be with us here tonight in this meeting. Thank you for the gathering together for young people. Thank you for the love of Christ that's in their hearts, for the gifts you've given to them, to help them to sing and to witness for the Lord Jesus. And we pray you'll be with us here tonight as we would, Lord, come to thy word. We pray for help. We need the Spirit of God to help to deliver this message and certainly to apply it to the hearts of all the young people here, Lord, tonight. I pray for thy blessing to be poured out upon us and be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. When we read this particular passage of the Word of God, we see that a great change had taken place in the life of David, the son of Jesse. Providentially, he had been taken from a sheepfold. You can think of him minding the sheep. And now he finds himself standing before Saul, who was the king of Israel at that particular time. And what had happened was this. David had won a great battle. He had taken on Goliath, that mighty giant, when people were afraid to face Goliath. David, this young shepherd boy, says, I'll fight him. I'll fight him. I heard somebody said one time words like this. Some people said, he's too big to hit. But you know what David looked at him? David says he's too big to miss. And that was the difference. And David fought him. And we know the story so well. David won the great battle. And in a sense, he found himself in the picture of fame. Now David was famous for this great battle. But not only that, because of this great victory, we find in this passage that David found himself a friend. He found a friend. And he found a friend in the king's son, who was Jonathan. And we see this in chapter 18 and verse 1. It came to pass when he made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And we find here that David, he found a friend. And you know something? He was a great friend. It was Jonathan. And Jonathan was the king's son. And we find here that it was a close friendship. But notice the words in chapter 18, verse 1. It was knit. Now, I don't know much about knitting. Maybe some of the girls here could tell us more. Maybe our brother knows a bit about knitting. But there's close stitch, isn't there? And loose stitch, maybe. I've heard a few things. But listen, was knit together. This was a close love, you see. This was close friendship. He loved them. And the love, their friendship, they were knit together. And this is the wonderful thing about God's salvation. When we find Jesus Christ as our Savior, we find a friend in the Lord Jesus. And I want to say to the young people here tonight, there's no friendship like it. And you'll find that. I've saved a number of years now. But there's no friend like the Lord Jesus. We're knit together with Him. And you will find in your life that friends will come and friends will go. You'll find that. You may have a friend all your life, but there are very few. This is a close friendship. There's no friend like the Lord Jesus Christ. In Proverbs 18, verse 24, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I want to say to you tonight and ask you tonight, is the Lord Jesus your friend? And if you are saved, I want you to remember, in the dark moments of your life, the hardships, the trials, I want you to remember, you have a friend. You have the best friend in the world. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe there's some here tonight and you're not saved. You haven't got Him as your friend. Well, I hope and pray tonight you will find the Lord Jesus as your friend and your Savior. It was a friendship that was close. It was a friendship that was based on love. You see that in chapter 18, verse 1. He loved them as his own soul. You know, what did David about him that Jonathan would love him? Nothing. David was only an ordinary, he was 5'8", he was a shepherd's boy. He had nothing in this world. But here's the tremendous thing. Jonathan loved him, and he loved him greatly. He loved him as he loved his own soul. It was based on love. I'm glad tonight I say the Lord Jesus loves His people greatly. Greatly. I marvel today that the Lord Jesus loves me after all these years. I'm saved. That He loves me. And that He even loved me before I was converted. And the great thing, He loves us greatly. He loves us with a great love. And Jonathan loved David greatly, with a great love and a giving love. Verse 4 there tells us in chapter 18 that Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garments and his sword. Man, he's just given everything onto David. He loved him. And he gave him all these things. Oh, dear friends, there's no love like the love of Christ. He gives us all. He gives Himself. He laid Himself upon the cross. Paul could write in Galatians 2 verse 20, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, he said, and who gave Himself for me. He loved me and He gave Himself.